Vicky, from Paris to Albury, what is it?
It's an exhibition displaying high fashion from the 60s that were worn in the area. And overall, it is a celebration of regional Australia and high fashion, as well as the beginning stages of original Australian fashion.
Where did the idea to do this exhibit come from?
From the collection itself. Vi wonderfully donated these clothes about 3 years ago. And as we were going through the process of the donation and the cataloguing, we came across these wonderful labels such as Beryl Gents, Germaine Rocher, Jean Pateau, and we kind of realised there's a story here, a story that's significant locally as well as with fashion in general.
So it's celebrating high fashion in a regional city, really?
It is, yeah, and it's linking the two together that you may not usually link together. You think high fashion, you think the big cities, or you think Europe and overseas, but wanted to say that it came here as well.
We're also standing here with Vi as well, and we're looking on the dresses and the coats now. What are you thinking now as you just look at them?
I'm amazed how well they've come up on display, having been stored for many, many years.
What years would these dresses come from?
Late 1950s, early 1960s.
So how would you describe the 60s fashion?
You were certainly early 60s, late 50s, I suppose, expected to walk out, turned out properly, put it that way. You didn't all, but even for your B&S ball, you'd still wear a long dress. And even in places like Urana Jewellery in the old halls, it was always black tie, long dress.
You mentioned Jewellery in Urana. So where were you based, I guess, in the 60s?
Jewellery.
So as you look back, are you surprised that you kept track of fashion so well in the 60s, being in a regional area?
Not really. I think most women were interested in fashion, the arts in those periods. So it was just something that, yeah, it was part of your life.
Did you ever feel isolated being in a regional area when it came to fashion choices?
Oh, to a certain extent, yes. You had to get out and, you know, look yourself and see what was out there.
How did you keep track of fashion trends being based in Jewellery?
Oh, well, we went to Sydney. There was always fashion in the papers, and there were various magazines. In the early days, Women's Weekly had quite a lot of fashion. Everybody was always focused on what was made through France, Italy, and to some extent the UK as well. And the print always encouraged you to look. So it wasn't difficult, and then it was all there when you went to the city.
So that's where you spent up big?
Yes, yes.
How often would you make trips to the city?
Perhaps 3-4 times a year you'd go, because many of us had relatives either Sydney, Melbourne, so you'd go and see them. And they knew the where to go. You wouldn't buy one a year. One dress would last you a long period of time. But depending on the functions that you went to, maybe two, but mostly only one.
Some of these are designer dresses. Did you want to buy that in particular, or did you just come across them?
Those earlier days, your designer dresses were a very special thing in Australia because they weren't basically here. Most people that travelled overseas brought something new home, and this was the sort of early days of them coming to Australia and someone selling them in Australia.
I think that they should come and see this exhibit to see the link between regional Australia and high fashion, and also to see where Australian fashion was with Beryl Gents and her innovation and Germaine Rocher and her bringing French design. It's that link between Australian fashion in the past and today.